So much. Good day. I've had a good time. Last week, we celebrated 8 years as a church, and I used it as a time to sort of just give you a little bit of history. Second service, I went into a lot more detail, but even this first service, I talked a little bit about some struggle. Whether it's a church or anything in life, it's been my experience, most of it comes through struggle. Amen? Life ain't a mountaintop. Thank God there's some peaks along the way you get to get on and look out. Woo, ain't that nice? But before you know it, you're coming down that hill again, baby. And that's life. Life is a struggle. Anybody that thinks anything different is crazy. Jesus said, you surely going to suffer persecution. If they hated me, why wouldn't they hate you? Amen? But somehow we've got church to where, you know, I don't want to be uncomfortable. I can't witness. I can't talk to people. I can't put a bumper sticker on my car. I can't wear a hat. I can't put a t-shirt. I can't. We get nothing done. You know, you ought to boldly proclaim the name of Christ. Jesus said stuff like this, if you don't confess me before men, say it with me if you know it. I won't confess you before my in heaven. If you deny me, I'll do what? Deny you. That's what Jesus said. That ain't very nice, is it? But that's the way it is. So I shared with you some of my struggles last week and how we started this church and how it all came about. And we went back to the early church. On our worst day, we can't even compare with what the early church went through. And we talked about that last week. Okay? And they started after Jesus had resurrected, looking for a leader, all kinds of problems, all kinds of persecution, being hunted down like dogs, their homes being taken from them. Let's look at that scripture again. Let's see what we saw last week, and then we're going to push it forward this morning. Last week we looked at 9 actions of the Christians, the early church, that first church in the book of Acts chapter 2. And a lot of times we stop at Pentecost, you know what I'm saying? Pentecost and the Holy Spirit, and we start preaching things that we don't even know really what happened. We make stuff up. I hate to tell you this. Churches do that, okay? But the bottom line is, what did this early church do? I'll show you what they did. They gladly received God's word. They didn't like, oh, I don't like that. I can't hear that. I don't agree with that. Not the early church. The early church ate it up. Wow. And these were Jewish people, many of them, who had been taught a whole different way. And they knew if they said yes, they'd be persecuted, their houses taken from them, their business taken from them, and maybe even being killed. But they gladly received the word. You think God's going to have mercy on us when we sit in our nice houses like you and I have and what have you, but we don't receive the word, we just pick and choose? You think He's going to bless a church like that? He's not going to bless a church like that. They were obedient to the Lord's commands. They were baptized. Well, I don't know. I don't want to do that. They did it publicly. People wonder where they got baptized. Could have been by the Jordan River. Who knows? But probably some pools right there around Jerusalem. It would have been very out in the open. They were steadfast. They feared the Lord. They had an awe and reverence for God. It wasn't like, oh, I'm scared of God. Yeah, we fear God because He's God and we're not. But it was an awe and a reverence that You would love us, that You would send Your own Son. What can I do to serve You? You're a holy God. That's how the early church acted. They voluntarily served the Lord. People ask me about the leadership at Fellowship Church. I'm going to tell you the leadership of Fellowship Church. The people that serve Jesus Christ. Those are the leaders. I love it when people serve the Lord. Did y'all see that picnic thing last week? Say. You know, I had nothing to do with that. Nothing. They asked me about the menu. What I like. And, you know, would this be okay? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that sounds good. Let's do it. I didn't do it. I didn't raise a finger. How can you feed 500 people and not raise a finger? Volunteers. Serving God. How did all this stuff get set up here this morning? Somebody take a wild guess. Amen. Who folded the worship guides? Volunteers. Who did anything? Volunteers. Who brings a blower at 7 o'clock, 7:30 out there blowing off? Volunteers. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's awesome. That is leadership. Amen? Who's the spiritual ones? As far as I'm concerned, those are spiritual people. that are serving Jesus Christ, opening up their homes, having Bible studies, reaching out, going to the nursing homes, caring for people that are sick and in need. Amen? Love that. They freely gave to the work of the Lord. This early church, this persecuted church, freely gave and were glad to give to help the ministry go forth and to help others who were displaced out of their homes, part of the body. They continued in unity. Say it with me. Every day. They didn't fuss, fight. If anything marks the church in America, it's fussing and fighting. If you're here today for the first time or a couple of times, listen, it's not because we're a perfect church. I got all kinds of problems. Okay? The problem, but the thing is that this church, we have unity. Can you say that with me? We have unity. We get along. We hug you out front, and it ain't just because, oh, I got to do it. We hug you because we love you. We have unity. One thing that bothers me to no end, if I find somebody that runs their mouth that's openly just saying stuff they ought not, hurting people, I hate that. Can y'all say that? I hate that. You ought to hate it. You ought to hate what God hates. Amen? God hates division. The early church. I want to be like this, God. This is what I want to be. Give me the bed sheet. Amen? They praise the Lord. Look at that last word. Say it with me. Does the music have to be just a certain way for you to praise God? Yes or no? Huh, it's got to just be my style to praise God. Good luck. You might have a little room somewhere down the hall in heaven. I don't know. Come on. They praise the Lord and their wife was killed. They praise the Lord and their husband was killed. They praise the Lord and their sons had been killed. They praise the Lord and they lost everything they had owned. But we struggle sometimes praising the Lord if it's not just the way we like it. Is that true or not, church? Listen, I know this is ugly. That's all right. It's Sunday. Come on. They walked in the favor of the Lord. The Bible says they had favor with all the people. Is that what Acts 2 says? Yes. Okay? Let me tell you something. Pop that list back up. I believe this. I know we're going to suffer. I know there's going to be persecution. I know there's going to be hard times. I know there's going to be struggles. But I believe, friend, I believe a community will not reject what's on that screen. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying everybody's going to come in the door is going to stay. I'm not saying everybody comes in here is going to get saved. Amen. I know that. But I believe if we endeavor to do these things, we'll succeed. I believe that. Y'all hearing me this morning? Let's take it further. We're going to push it. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. It's good. Good stuff. Let's push it now. All these things, by the way, came from Acts 2, right out of the Bible. I didn't make up a one of them. Every one of them is right in the Scriptures, clear as crystal. Now let's check out 9 more things real quick. So this is how the early church responded. And here's what makes this possible. Here's what makes that those 9 things possible. It's called the fruit of the Spirit. And I'll also look at the fruit of the Spirit this morning in about the 12, 15 minutes that we have. Galatians 5:22, if you have your Bible, Galatians 5:22. Otherwise, it'll be right on the screen in front of you. The fruit of the Spirit. Can me and Raj and Chuck and Pete get together? And can we get together and just in our own strength, we can create a church and we can put those 9 things on the screen and do those 9 things just because we're good guys and we can do it just because of ourselves? Can we do that? No. The church is alive. It's a spiritual thing. So we need the Spirit of God. How can I used to hate people. I didn't like people. I grew up that way. Poor. Thought other people looked down on me. You know? My mama was a drunk. We're not the people that grow up with drunks as parents don't have the greatest self-esteem, many of us, okay? Men coming in and out of my house having sex with my mama. We don't grow up like, ooh, come to my house. So I had this resistance. In those days, a fancy little shirt was one with an alligator on it. Remember those days? Say, they back, ain't they? Them alligators are back. They used to be about this big. Now they're about this big. Have you seen the new shirts? They're about this big. But this is a true story, and I got to quit because I'm digressing. But I was angry. I was big, played sports. But I remember very, very, very well two names, Stuart Beach, Todd Killian. They wore the little shirts. They'd even wear the pink ones. Now, they were athletes themselves, but they were just wealthy. On a regular basis, I'd take them, grab them by the shirt, and slam them against a locker. Why? One reason, the alligator. You know what I'm saying? That's awful, though, isn't it? Can I start a church? Can me? Are you kidding me? It's a spiritual thing, amen? God has to take a mess, and that's what I was, and change us. Amen? That's the Christian life. That's a beautiful thing. But it's done by the Spirit. Let's look at the fruit of the Spirit. You might not say, I don't have these. Yes, you do. These are available for you. That's a bunch of bull. Let's look at it. But the fruit of the Spirit, say it with me, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, boy, that's necessary. Goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. These are all legal. All those are legal. How many did illegal things before you got saved? Amen? Come on. Yeah. All this is legal. We get to do this. Amen? Let's look at them. Let's break them down. Let's look at each one of them. This is what our church needs to be. Love. Let's put it in plain English. Love. It means to sacrifice. It's not scratchy. What do I mean by that? You scratch my back, I scratch yours. No. I'll help you whether you help me or not. Amen? That's what that's all about. Love. It's a sacrificial love. That we should have the kind of church that sacrifices, not what can you do for me. Well, I don't like that church because they don't do like the other church does for me. What's that? Sacrifice. You didn't have to scratch Jesus' back, so don't make others scratch yours. You hear me this morning? What'd you do to get him to die on the cross for you? Oh, Jesus, let me scratch your back. That sounds horrible. I hate to even say it. But keep it in that context. I didn't do anything for God to love me. Say it with me if you know it. We love Him because He first loved us. That's the kind of church we need to be. Well, we need to get these folk or this folk or that folk. If we do that, they can help us. They can help with the offering. They can give us this. They can do this. We ought to reach out to people because we love them, not because what we can get out of them. Amen? All I ask God for this church is, God, if you provide our needs, so I can pay the bills on time. I don't want to be in the hole. I don't want to owe people. I don't have a bad testimony. So I don't care what the offering is, as long as it meets our need. Amen? Why? So I'm not looking to get all these people so they can help us. And I've had people say that. That's not what we're about. Got it? Y'all listening today? This is preaching, but it's also a little pep talk. We celebrated our anniversary last week, and here's our first week going on, going on nine now, amen? We're in the middle of a building project. It's good that we remember this stuff. Joy. That's the second one. I like saying it this way. Knowing God lives in my house. Can you point to yourself and do this right here? It ain't going to hurt you. Come on. Knowing God lives where? In my house. The fancy word that we learned in school and seminary and all that is the abiding presence of God. Plain English, it's knowing God lives in my house. That'll change you. That's a fruit of the Spirit. I grew up not knowing God even loved me. And then I became a Christian, accepted Jesus as my Savior. And by the Spirit, I've been transformed. Now, not only do I know God loves me, God, the Holy Spirit, indwells me. Me. This is incredible. isn't it? Say, God lives in my house. I have the presence of God is with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can make it through any situation. Not because of me. I'm terrible. Because of Him, I can do this. Y'all listening? That's why the early church could make it. I'm learning now. Yeah. Peace. Forgiven. Forgotten. Say it with me. Forever. The peace of God. Peace with God. I have peace with God now. I have the peace of God. What if bad things happen to you? Bad things are going to happen to me. I'm on planet Earth. Okay? But I have the peace of God. How many have experienced the peace of God? Can I see your hand? Bad something happened to you and you've experienced the peace of God in your life. Amen. You knew you were going to make it anyway. And you made it. How many made it? Can I see your hand? You made it. How many right now? You're hurting, but you're making it. Can I see your hand? That's what I'm talking about. That's peace, man. Long-suffering. Do you think the church body needs long-suffering? It's enduring with patience the unendurable. You mean, listen to me now, hang on. Somebody's talking, hush now, help me now. Come on, here we go. I got that kind of head. I was the kid that got distracted in class. It's enduring with patience the unendurable. Bad things happen, you bear up. Pop it up. Bearing up with a what? You run across folk like that in the body of Christ, say. You know people going through stuff and you think, there ain't no way I could do that. How many met people like that? There ain't no way I could do that. I don't know how they're doing that. How many didn't think you could do that? When it came your turn, you did it. That's the Spirit of God. I love this because this lets me know I'm saved. It lets me know I'm a Christian. This is great. Because me, I don't have any of that stuff. But I have it as a byproduct or a fruit of the Spirit now because I'm a child of God. Does it happen overnight? No. Through the Word of God, through teaching, through repentance, through obedience, through the Holy Spirit nudging you and talking to your heart. I'm not talking about falling on the floor and flopping like a chicken. I'm talking about just you and God with the Bible and prayer. And, you know, I'm telling you, God will work in your heart. The Holy Spirit. Gentleness. Fruit of the Spirit. Say it with me. It's a what? It's a respectful kindness. I struggle with this one. Sometimes the Spirit going, you did that, I didn't. You know? What's gentleness? It's not being rude or mean as a snake. That's right. That's what gentleness is. Not being rude. You ever met a rude Christian? Hands up. You ever met a mean Christian? Hands up. You ever met a snaky Christian? Hands up. We don't want you to be that at Fellowship Church. We don't want you to be that at the house. It's hard. Am I ever rude to my wife? Yes. Mean? Yes. Mean as a snake? Yes. Not right. Had to repent of it. She had to jack my jaws a little bit. I don't walk on water, but what I'm saying is this. This is the path we're called to walk. Follow the leading of the Spirit. Amen? This is part of it. Goodness. Going the extra mile for who? For folks. Goodness. That should characterize Fellowship Church. How did the early church have favor with the people? I think because they actually possessed a lot of what I'm talking about on the screen. And they really faced hard times. But people would meet them, and they would go, those are good folk. They were good to me. Amen? You listening? Should we be good to people who aren't necessarily good to us? Yes or no? Yeah. So many, I'm going to be ugly, here we go. So many old people, moved to Florida, and abuse people at cash out at cash registers. Y'all listening, say, push and shove like you're a child somewhere. I'm first. You like 70. Hush. were you raised? The church of God shouldn't push and shove. The church of God should be kind. The church of God, people that are Christians, I don't care how old you are, should never give a cash register lady or young man the what for. Amen? Say. That's crazy. So you had to wait 3 minutes. Or five. Or they got your item wrong. Who really cares? You still got to eat, didn't you? Say. I know this ain't easy, folk, but let me tell you something. This is part of the church. This is how you grow a church. Are y'all listening or not? You're nice. I was on the cruise ship, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, I'm just talking to people like normal. My wife and I had our anniversary, and we went on a little cruise this past week. And I couldn't believe how the waiters and the waitress, all the people, they were flocking to me and just talking to me, not because I'm a great guy, but it's amazing how you can just stand out by being kind. One lady's just from New York, God bless her. Excuse me. I'm ugly, hang on. I got to say it with the right English. Moaning, groaning, complaining, this is the worst cruise she's ever been on. And I just had to just like, you are crazy, I told her. This is great. What are you talking about? This is awesome. Look at this. And so I said this back. She didn't say another word, not another complaint. Come on, Christian. Y'all listening, say. I can be a pain in the neck, too. I know I can. I know you can. But that's not what we're called to be. Y'all listening this morning? Faith. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's knowing God is in control. And we're out of time. Believing in God. And actually, believing God, period. Not believing in God. Believing God, period. Say that with me. Faith is what? Believing God, period. No matter what happens, no matter what somebody says, if it disagrees with the Bible, I believe God, for I'll believe you. Amen? Faith. Faith. Regardless of what happens, this is to be a church of faith. And I'm not talking about crazy TV preaching faith. Alright? There's enough problems in life, and God does enough miracles in our life without us having to make something up. Amen? Come on. Keep looking. Oh, you changed it? You're good. Meekness. Strength under control. That's what meekness is. Meekness ain't weakness. It's being a war horse for Jesus. Remember that sermon not long ago about a war horse we did? A horse, he's huge. He's big. He's powerful. He's strong. He can stomp you to death. Temperance, sort of like it, a little bit different. It's self-control. You don't understand, Pastor. I did this. I lived this way. I did this. I was taught this. I was always angry. I was this. I was that or the other. Listen, that's why we have the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life and the fruits of the Spirit to help us overcome these things. Temperance is not out of control living. Christian child of God, listen to me. You know how I just got ugly with the folks that blessed the checkout counter, you know, all that mess? Remember that? Let me say something else to you. As a Christian, you should not be living your life out of control. What do I mean? You fill in the blank. Anything in your life that's out of control, just for the record, I don't drink. My mama did enough of that for the whole family. Got it? Say. You know another reason I don't? I don't want to be out of control. I don't want to be out of control. My personality, who knows, the way I drink tea, I'll drink a gallon of tea at a heartbeat, like that. And the waiters that come to your table, they always like bring me two or something. And I tell them, boy, if I drank, I'd be a drunk, wouldn't I? I don't want to be out of control. I'm not telling you exactly what you should do, but I know this. Whatever you do, if you do it out of control, that's sin, that's not right, and you're not being a Spirit-filled Christian. Y'all listening or not? Yes or no? Amen? Temperance. Roger, we got to fly. The early church, they glad to receive God's word. Faith, I believe you. They were obedient to the Lord's command. Meekness. They were steadfast. Temperance. They feared the Lord. They loved people, loved God, loved others. They voluntarily served the Lord. They were gentle with folks, not mean. They freely gave to the work of the Lord. They were good to people. They were in unity every day. They were long-suffering. They praised the Lord regardless of the situation because God lived in their house. Amen? They walked in the favor of the Lord. They had peace with God, and they had peace with other people. Amen? That's how they did it, and that's how we do it. Amen? Let's praise the Lord for His Word because we're late. Amen? Thank you, Lord! Thank you, Lord. Good to us.